Hello, and welcome to 15 Minute History. This season is about villains, the signs of their rise to power, and the steps heroes take to defeat them. If this is your first time here, we're glad to have you. Stay connected with us at our website, 15minutehistorypodcast.org, for transcripts, older episodes, or to get in touch with us. We love hearing from you, so please send us questions and comments. Now, let's start the show.
The greatest villains are the ones who believe they are doing the right thing. Michael Rosenbaum.
Welcome back to 15 Minute History. We are excited to be back with you, our amazing audience, each week for more walks in history's footsteps. Last season, we talked about some heroes in history, their choices and flaws, and actions that inspired generations. Though we spent the season in history, we ended in the present and showed you that there are heroes among us every single day. We were inspired to talk about heroes because, quite frankly, much of the news is pretty terrible and some people feel anxiety every day. As we ended season 6, John and I began thinking about what to do next and how we could transition to a new theme. Remembering heroes and being inspired by those who stand against evil is important. Understanding their motives is paramount. And knowing how they recognized and approaching evil is relevant today. What did they see that prompted them to take their stand? What patterns were evident from the past?
History matters. I begin every new school year with my students by asking them if they would like to wake up every morning with no knowledge of what they had done the previous day. They'd feel no shame about embarrassing moments and no stress about coming deadlines. But they would also have no context for the day to come. In this, history matters. It provides that context, both knowledge and wisdom, to unpack many problems we face today. The more we understand history, the more we have context for the present. Knowing history gives us the opportunity to understand our world and examine how events unfold around us. Context empowers us to look for ways to change our circumstances and avoid repeating past mistakes. History matters. It calls us to action. The esteemed historian Dr. Dominic Selwood reminded us all of this in one of our conversations and remarked that the question was nonsensical. History's value speaks for itself. But before we dive deep into conversations about villains this season, we wanted to start by looking at how applying a knowledge of the past can help us recognize evil before it becomes a threat to our very lives. History matters for the obvious reason we have discussed so many times in this podcast. It helps us learn from humanity's greatest mistakes. How many wars, how many terrors, how many broken families or lost jobs or personal tragedies could we avoid by remembering the past? It's common to cite examples like the Nazi invasion of Russia could have been prevented by reviewing the similar attempts by Napoleon Bonaparte or Charles XII of Sweden. There was the Great Recession of 2008 that, though not comparable to the crash of 1929 or the Great Depression it produced, might have been avoided had experts reviewed overlapping similarities between the two events. Consider recent events like America's retreat from Afghanistan in 2021 and the pullout from Vietnam in 1975, or the chaos created when powerful nations overthrow rulers using intelligence agencies and special forces, or the cost of overspending by governments that lead to economic ruin. History teaches us that there are patterns that have created our world. By understanding them, we can identify what factors caused each one and hopefully avoid repeating them today. We do this by having good conversations and healthy debates instead of silencing those who disagree with us. We do this by casting votes and demanding change in peaceful protests, not by resorting to violence. We speak our minds and advocate for and against public policies that empower individuals over the state. History matters because we can see villains on the horizon. Consider perhaps the best-known villain of the last century, Adolf Hitler. While on the streets of Vienna and in the trenches of Flanders, he railed against the Jews. When in the beer halls of Munich and writing his book in Landsberg prison, he promised another European war. And yet most of the world's brightest leaders in those days were shocked when he took Germany to war in 1939 and slaughtered Jews by the millions in the Holocaust. Now, as warmongers and anti-Semites rear their terrifying heads in Israel, Russia, and around the world, seeing the patterns of the past ought to remind us that villains will always be in our midst, and evil must be opposed by those who wish to do good and preserve peace. The historian Jacques Barzun wrote that history being the story of mankind, and men being by definition interested in themselves, it follows that history cannot avoid being interesting. Studying the past gets us in the habit of recognizing when it is starting to rhyme. It helps us understand those responsible for events that happened before. And since it is the story of us in the end, history matters because it tells us who we are, the good and also the bad.
Defining the villain. What constitutes a villain? How should we read history and identify good and bad behaviors? And who gets to designate some people as heroes and others as villains? After all, society's values change. Morals shift, and subjective good for one group at a certain point in time might be criticized or deemed evil by others at a different moment in history. Evil, like truth or beauty, is sometimes in the eye of the beholder. A person with a set of beliefs might be a villain to someone else with different opinions and values. In the same way, students of history may look back through an ideological or religious lens and make broad generalizations about who is heroic and who is villainous. This is natural and sometimes necessary. But those who cannot put aside their own beliefs and biases will sometimes take history's context into account only if events or ideas fit their own predetermined moral construct. This happens on all sides of every religion or ideology, and good historians will do their best to look at the facts, the context that knowing the past provides, and make judgments that fit all times in history rather than just their own. In 2019, Oxford University published a study in which researchers found a common moral thread across more than 60 cultures from around the world. Each one defined good works as, for example, not murdering other people, respecting private property, and being brave in the face of danger. Judeo-Christian beliefs cite an unchanging moral absolute written by a creator who implanted his law into the hearts of all mankind. The same is true in the Hindu and Buddhist belief in karma, in which right action leads to a better reincarnated life, and in the ancient Eastern idea of the Tao, the transcendent order of the universe that praises good and punishes evil. In a religious sense, a villain is one who ignores God's law and grace, acts selfishly by placing themselves above others as a god, and embraces pride while taking what they want, even innocent human life. The philosophy of John Locke and natural law puts aside religious considerations but comes to the same conclusion, that every human is born with natural rights to life, liberty, and property. We see this even in children who have received no advanced training in philosophy or religious instruction. If you take a child's toy away, they want it back. If you tell them to do something, they refuse. In this moral framework, villainy encompasses any individual, group, or ideology that violates natural rights. The right to life means that I cannot take yours except in defense of my own. The right to liberty means you cannot restrict my freedom to act unless my actions harm you. The right to property means that you cannot tell me how to use the fruits of my labor unless that use causes you to suffer. The examples go on and on. These rights come to me from nature and, perhaps, nature's God, and anything you do to restrict or circumvent them is evil. History, like a haunted house, is filled with monsters. The people and events we selected for this season illustrate trends that have caused suffering and death for countless innocents. We know villains first by their words, and then, if left unchecked or unchallenged, by their deeds. Their wake is filled with broken bodies, shattered families, and bleak futures. Some villains hide their lust for power and greed, their dreams of conquest and torture, in language such as liberation or justice for the oppressed. But their actions, heartless and ruthless in every way, show the world who they really are. Evil is real. It must be opposed. But first, it must be seen. Why villains? This season won't be for the faint of heart. We say this carefully because in the world of high-profile murder porn, it's natural to assume that we are trying to be provocative. Please, take us at our word. We are not. We're not here to shock or disgust you, though this season may do both at times. We want to remind you why history matters, and sometimes this means telling you about the terrors of the past so we can see their patterns and avoid them here and now. Stay close as we walk into the dark this season. We will encounter both horror and heroism. We will ask questions, challenge ideas, and see the best and worst in humanity. Only by taking this journey together can we be better on the other side. And as a palate cleanser, we will also be bringing you some additional content this season that, hopefully, will lighten the mood as we follow history's footsteps. John and I have always said that in the end, we will leave it to you to agree or disagree with what we say. For 15 minutes, we teach you history and let you be the judge. This season is no different, and we invite you to discuss and debate our conclusions each week. Send us your thoughts. Ask us your questions. Call us out if you think we are wrong. We want to hear from you, and we promise we will do our best to answer you in our discussion episodes. We are here to engage with you, our awesome audience. You are why we do this, and we wouldn't be here without you. By now, you know that we invite conversation in this podcast, and not just amongst the two of us. If healthy debate is a skill that needs to be honed, let's begin that here.
Welcome to Season 7 of 15 Minute History. We are so thankful that you are here.
Thank you for joining us on 15 Minute History. Please take a moment to send us any questions about this topic and leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. It really does help. You can also partner with us by going to our website, clicking the support button, and donating now. We hope you will keep joining us this season as we walk in history's footsteps, 15 minutes at a time.